Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in once again to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. And we've got Middle Cross up, and they're going to be singing a song entitled Red Book. It's speaking about that redback hymnal, amen, that we love to sing out of, amen, in our Baptist churches. We thank the Lord for our redback hymnal. So many of those hymns were written by people that were going through hardships, and God used their hardships to help them and bring the song about from their heart. And I tell you, they are such a blessing, and they help us. Amen. They help us, and they're honoring, God honoring, and we thank the Lord. So this one's called the Red Book by Middle Cross. Hope it'll be a blessing as you listen today.
I remember growing up in church, my dad would lead the choir. They would open the red hymnal, singing Holy Ghost power. God honored every word they sang, we call them the songs of Zion. Now days are called too old-fashioned, and I'm just wondering why. 'Cause amazing grace is still amazing, and the rock of ages is still a firm foundation. There's still power in the blood. Church have quenched some of our fire, replaced what's blood bought with some worldly desires. God help us as your children to stay with you, our first love. The Lord that never changes, the word that's begotten all of us. 'Cause amazing grace is still amazing, and the rock of ages is still a firm foundation. There's still power in the blood. Red Book.
Amen. Thank the Lord. That is the song, The Red Book, and we appreciate that from Middle Cross. I tell you, there's so many different songs in that Redback hymnal. That's just a blessing, amen, that'll help you. I like that 120, amen, victory in Jesus. What a blessing, amen. I like that. You go over there in 346, I know my name is written there. Even the old classic, some have called it the national anthem of the Christian. The 57, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me, amen. Boy, there's so many in there, amen, to just help you along the way that we've been singing ever since we was a child. And I thank the Lord, amen, for that Redback hymnal, amen. We're going to be talking today just for a moment. It's not going to be a very long broadcast today, but I was talking to some young preachers and I'm giving them some encouragement. God's been a blessing our church, and currently we have got two men that have surrendered to the ministry. These fellas they're very, very young. One of them's 13 years old and stepped forth there a couple of weeks back and said, hey, preacher, God is calling me to the mission field, and I believe that God wants me to be a preacher. And I tell you, we were excited. I looked at him. I said, well, praise God, you know, and his grandfather's a missionary to the Native Americans. And so with just deeply in his heart, he just felt like it got it. And I called him to the mission field. And that same night, as a young man came out of the sound booth, God had been working on him for a while, 16 years old, and surrendered to the ministry that night. And so these two men, we got the 13-year-old. His name is Levi Locklear, and we appreciate him. And then we've got another one, the 16-year-old. His name is Elijah Harkins. And so please pray for these young boys, amen, that God would touch them. And we were encouraging them in the Word of God. I can remember when I got started, I didn't know a whole lot about the things of God. I'm still learning, amen. I know that some of you men of God that are listening today, you can attest to that, that we're still learning. I mean, a lot of times I'll get up in the pulpit and I think, Lord, this is going to be a train wreck. And I sit back and maybe not to have a whole lot written down, but it seems like that whenever I get there, that God just turns me into another man. And that's what we're encouraging them with today. We're encouraging them just to trust God and to allow God to use their life and allow God to take precedence. And whenever you're there, let the Holy Ghost take over, and God will turn you into another man. I hope this is a blessing to you as you listen. We thank you. I want to take a moment and just thank all of our listeners. Thank you guys so much for taking time to listen to the radio broadcast. And we do appreciate you. We don't want to take that for granted, that some of you guys are listening to us every day in your workplace and then at your home, in your car. Thank you so much for listening to the radio broadcast. And so many places that I go, I'll stop and I'll be talking somewhere and somebody says, I know that voice. I know your voice. And I say, well, you probably heard us on our radio broadcast on WTBI. And they'll say, that's exactly where I heard you, back to the Bible radio broadcast. And so we appreciate each and every one of our listeners. Thank you so much for making this possible. We're almost reaching the one-year mark, the one-year anniversary of being on the radio for a solid year, Monday through Friday. And so we're excited about that. And what a blessing. Amen. What a blessing. And we're going to go now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. Going to be short, but I hope it'll be a blessing to you as you listen today. If I was going to say anything about the Lord tonight, it'd be this. You can do nothing in and of yourself. If you're going to do anything great for God, you're going to have to do it in the power of His might. I don't want to stand before a congregation. I don't want to stand before devotion. I don't want to stand before anywhere without having the touch of God upon my life. 1 Samuel chapter number 10 speaks about Saul, an anointed king. I want to give you a verse of scripture. Man, I want you to highlight this in your Bible, because Brother Whittemore, one time I was getting ready to go preach and I was scared to death. I love Dr. Whittemore. He's a blessing. He's a man of God. I'm telling you, just loves the Lord, and God's done some great things in his life. He gave me some scripture before I went to preach. And this is the scripture he gave me. It's in 1 Samuel. Chapter number 10, verse number 6.
And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee. And thou shalt prophesy with them. And notice this section right here. And shalt be turned into another man. Shall be turned into another man. I can remember, Brother Brad, I remember when I was in school, I was scared to death standing in front of people talk. I didn't think I was smart enough. I remember in the day, I was fearful, not wanting to talk. I didn't want to be in front of people. Brother Sammy, I know, didn't want to be in front of people. I'm glad that God could take an ordinary individual man and turn him into another man. Turn him into a God man. Somebody that God can use for the glory of God. You're going to see some great success. Give it to God. Everything you do, don't make it be about you. Make it be about him. And I'm going to tell you something, God will use you greatly.
Amen. That was some encouragement that we were trying to give to our young preachers to help them, give them some wisdom as far as moving forward in the ministry. And I'm glad that God can turn us into another man. He has certainly done that over the years of preaching. I've been many times, there's been times in my life where I felt like I had nothing and stood up there and God filled my mouth and God gave me something to say when I didn't have nothing to say. And I just want to say that I thank God for the Holy Ghost. You know, a lot of times we don't give him the credit that he deserves. We don't give the Holy Ghost the credit that he deserves when it comes to that of illumination. But I'm thankful, amen, when you stand behind that sacred desk and with that Bible in your hand, I'm thankful that God Almighty will illuminate it. I'm glad that he will come and bring light to the subject and give you what to say when you don't know what to say. And he'll point to the things that need to be said when you're not able to say them. I'm glad that the Holy Ghost has the ability to give you what to say. And I was encouraging them young men. I told them, you know, I believe that education is important. We've got a little bit of education, but I'm thankful for education. And I told them, I said, you know, you want to make sure that you get in a good place of education, a good place of instruction, but don't forsake the gift of the Holy Ghost. Don't forsake the fact that God Almighty wants to do something great in your life. And just to trust God, because I tell you, God will help you in those areas. Amen. I thank God for the Holy Ghost, but I also thank God for great men of God that have walked before us. I don't want to ever forget those men. Those men blazed the trail. They've cut the trees and they've done the work, amen, for us to be able to come in to a ready field. And I want to tell you something, the fields are white with harvest. And we've got to be about our Father's business. But I thank God for mentors. I thank God for men of God that showed us this is the way. This is how to do it. And I appreciate those great men of God. I don't want to forsake those guys. I don't want to forget those guys. And I appreciate all of the investment, all of the times that they have put and poured their time and their efforts into us. What a blessing. Amen. We don't want to forget those men of God. We want to honor them and to respect them. And remember them. Amen. Some of them's already in glory, but we thank the Lord for them. That's about all the time we have for the broadcast today. Hope you have a great weekend. Find yourself in the house of God this weekend. Get in the house of God. Get behind your preacher. Get in the choir. Amen. And sing for the glory of God. And we'll come back to you on Monday. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.